شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا. من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلله فلا هادي له. ونشهد أن لا إله نمبر فور ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له ونشهد أن سيدنا ونبينا وشفيعنا ومولانا محمدا عبده ورسوله صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وأصحابه وسلم تسليما كثيرا كثيرا. أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. إنا أعطيناك الكوثر فصل لربك وانحر إن شانئك هو الأبتر. وقال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم لكل قوم عيد وهذا عيدنا أو كما قال صلى الله عليه وسلم صدق الله. Where did we stop? Anybody can tell me? I completed this. Respected elders, brothers, sisters on the receivers, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Today is the day of Eid. And I just mentioned in the morning talk that when the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he performed the Eid al-Fitr Salah and he went home, there were two girls who were singing. It was not a musical song, but in those days there were two tribes which were called Aus and Khazraj. And they had a long dispute. They fought for 80 years. So these girls, they were singing what happened in that in those days when the two tribes were fighting. So the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he entered his house. Aisha was there radiallahu ta'ala anha, and the two girls were singing. So he did not say anything. He just went and he lied down on the bed. He fell asleep, and then Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he entered the house. And when he saw the girl singing, he told them off and to stop singing. When the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he heard the sound of Abu Bakr, he woke up. And he said to Abu Bakr, that is the hadith which I just read, لِكُلِّ قَوْمٍ عِيدٌ وَهَذَا عِيدٌ. Abu Bakr, let it go. Every community has got a day of Eid. And today it is our Eid. So let them enjoy. Now this does not mean that we should play songs in the house, we should play qawwali in the house on the day of Eid. No. It was not this type of song which they were singing. And then further on, when he heard the sound from Masjid Nabawi, the Habashis, the Ethiopians or the Sudanese, they were jumping and showing the tactics of war, how to use the sword. No, they were making this. They were playing with the swords. So the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam asked Aisha, do you want to see it? And she said, yes, if you wish, we can go and see it. So they both went. They came out from the house. They came in the masjid. And Aisha says that my face, my chin was on the shoulder of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and I saw it. And the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam did not move from there until I told him that now I am tired, let us go. So there was a boy in Ramadan, he came to me and he says, can we do wrestling? I hope he's not here. I can't see him. Can we wrestle in the masjid? The masjid is quite big in that corner if we go. And we can wrestle. He says, is this a place of wrestling? I asked him that. He said, well, the Prophet ﷺ, he saw those Habshis, they were wrestling and fighting. I said, they were not wrestling what you are you want to do. He says, so the children, you have to explain to them. They read something in the book and they think it according their own brain. So that is why a teacher is needed. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he got the Quran. Jibreel alayhi salatu wasalam came 24,000 times in the period of 23 years. 24,000 times is a big time. In 23 years, it took for the revelation of the Quran. If Allah wanted, He could have given him the Quran. This is the book. You read it and you do the dawah of the deen. But it did not happen. Why? Because a teacher is needed. Without a teacher, you cannot become a doctor. Without a professor doing MBS course, you cannot become a doctor. In the same way, you cannot become alim. I told you in the morning that when it is things related to dunya, we go the maximum way, which I mentioned about the Sadqatul Fitr, which we pay £6. This is the minimum, it's nothing. What can you buy for £6? You cannot buy anything. Family of five, can you feed them with £6? You cannot. So we have to go according to the GDP, according the cost which is on the market. We have to go according that. If we bought the gold for £30 and now it is £120, you have to take out zakat on the current rate. So this is a day of Yawmus Surur, the day of happiness. So as I mentioned just before the khutbah, in the Eid Salat, there is takbir, which is extra. And this is what Allah is saying. وَلَتُكْمِرُ الْعِدَّةَ You complete the 30 days. وَلَتُكَبِّرُ اللَّهِ And you say the takbir. So that takbir is in the Salah. While coming to the masjid, you say it quietly. Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar. La ilaha illallahu. Wallahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar wa lillahi alhamd in Eidul Fitr. And when it is Eidul Adha, you say it loudly. Now in the Eid Salah, as I just mentioned in the khutbah, that there is no azan and ikama. It's a difference between Jummah Salat and Eid Salat. In Eid Salat, there is no azan, there is no ikama. In Jummah Salat, there is azan, there is ikama. In Jummah Salat, you do the khutbah first, then you do the salah. In Eid Salah, you do the Eid Salah first, then you do the khutbah. So what is the reason? Ulama says the reason behind it is walitukabbirullah. Allah's command is in the Quran, وَلَيْتُكَبِّرُ. Once you finish the iddah, the specific time for 30 days or 29 days, now you have to do the takbir of Allah, وَلَيْتُكَبِّرُ. So the khutbah itself is ahkam. Ahkam means things related to Idul Fitr, how much Sadqatul Fitr you have to give. It's the ahkam. So a person, when he finishes 30 days of fasting, now he has to show gratitude to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That, oh Allah, I thank you for blessing me with the 30 days of Ramadan. And also you give me the ability to fast for 30 days. Well, for those who did not fast, how can they celebrate Eid? And that is what I was saying, the poet, کہ بے تکلف دن میں جو کھاتے تھے ان کی عید کیا. Those who were eating during the daytime when the others were fasting, where is their عید؟ چائے سگریٹ نوش فرماتے تھے ان کی عید کیا. During the daytime when people were fasting, they were drinking tea, they were smoking cigarettes. So what type of عید is that? So the definition of عید is not to wear new clothes. اچھے اچھے کپڑے پہن لیے اور مسجد کے اندر آ گئے, عیدگاہ کے اندر آ گئے. اصل تو پاسٹ جو 30 ڈیز ہے نہیں, پاسٹ 30 ڈیز, ہاؤ ہیو یو کنڈکٹڈ دوز 30 ڈیز. دین بغض و کینہ دل میں لے کے مل گئے تو عید کیا. ایوری بڈی از میٹنگ ایچ ادر, بٹ ان سائڈ دا ہارٹ دیر از جیلسی. سو you need to clean your heart, and that is the concept of roza. Allakum tattaqun, the heart should be pure, heart should be clean. And if you can't forgive a Muslim, how will Allah forgive you if you can't forgive a Muslim? So you have to make your heart clean. Eid ke din bhi dil se na mile, dil to eid kya, just for rasam custom. We meet each other. اگر مولانا صاحب کو سلام نہیں کریں گے مولانا صاحب کو برا لگ جائے گا, اس لیے وہ سلام کا دل سے نہیں کر رہے ہیں. یہاں کی بات ہے, اصل تو ہے یہاں. پھر آگے کے حسد کی آگ میں کیوں جل رہے ہو؟ Why are you jealous of others? حسد کی آگ میں کیوں جل رہے ہو؟ کیف افسوس کیوں مل رہے ہو؟ کیف کا معنی palm. Why are you rubbing your palm when I see Hafiz Ashraf, mashallah, is reading very good? Now I'm getting jealous of it. Why? For what? Kisi ke paas achhi gaadi hai, achha makan hai, achha job hai. So I'm rubbing my palms. And I'm jealous of him. Khuda ke faislon se kyun ho naraz? If somebody has been given something, so that is the judgment of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So why are you becoming jealous? You're going against Allah. Jahannam ki taraf kyun chal rahe ho? All these actions will lead us to the fire of Jahannam. So my brothers, today is the day of Eid. Now we should remember there were four communities who came until now in this world. The first one was the community of Ibrahim alayhi salam. The whole story I mentioned a couple of times in the bayan. So when Ibrahim alayhi salatu was salam, when the community went in the Mela, and that was their Eid day, Ibrahim alayhi salatu was salam, he took the axe and he entered the temple. And he broke all the idols. And then all that happened, he was summoned, and in the end they placed him in fire. There is no time. They placed him in fire. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he directly commanded the fire. Ya naru, kuni bardan wa salaman ala Ibrahim. O fire, become full of peace and cool for Ibrahim. So this is a lesson to the entire humanity, that until Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does not use his power in something, that thing cannot benefit you, neither it can give you a loss. Because the quality of fire is to burn. It burns. But here Ibrahim alayhi salam is placed in the fire and he is happily sitting there. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he took away the quality of burning from the fire. In the same way, when he placed the knife on the neck of Ismail alayhi salatu wasalam, his son, he's trying his best to cut the throat. And the knife was very sharp. It is written in the history that it was such a sharp knife that it could cut a tree in seconds. But it did not cut the skin of Ismail. What happened? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he took the quality of cutting out from the knife. In the same way, A person can be drowned in water, but nobody can be drowned in the earth. But look at Karun, what happened. Karun was drowned in the earth. Inna Karuna kana min qawmi Musa fabada alayhim wa atainahu min al-kunuzima. He was given so much wealth, but he did not give zakat or anything. He did not give sadaqah, and he was very proud. He said, oh, it's because of my effort I have earned this. So a man should never think that it's because my effort I have got the job. Because of my effort I am earning so much. No, it's coming from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So Allah punished him in a way that Allah drowned him with his wealth. Where? Not in the water. Fir'aun was drowned in the water, in the sea. But Karun was drowned in the earth. So this is a lesson for us, that if Allah wants, kun fayakun. Innama amruhu idha arada shayan an yakula lahu kun fayakun. When Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants to do something, He can do it. So that was the day of Eid for the community of Ibrahim alayhi salam. Then Musa alayhi salam came, and then the magicians of Fir'aun, they were placed off in front of Musa alayhi salatu wasalam. Musa alayhi salatu wasalam, Allah told him, what have you got in your hand? Oh, it's a walking stick. Alqiha, place it on the floor. Now when the magicians, what they did, there were 72 or 73 magicians. And they came with sticks and ropes. But they had that profession of magic, so as soon as they threw it, they started sliding like snakes. So Musa alayhi salatu wasalam, in his heart he was worried what to do. Allah told him, what have you got in your hand? Walking stick, place it. Falqiyasa. La takhaf, do not fear. What happened? The stick of Musa alayhi salatu wasalam, it became a big snake. And it ate all those snakes. And there were more than 7,000. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He made the stick move. So He can do anything. So that was the day of Eid for Musa alayhi salam and his community. Maw'idukum yawmu zina. The Quran says that was the day when they had this muqabla with the magician. That was the day of Eid for Musa alayhi salatu wasalam. That's why the Jewish community, the Israel is looking for that tabut. Tabut is that sanduk, that box. Their faith is that the asa of Musa is there. If the asa of Musa is in that sanduk, in that tabut, in that box, it can't show the miracle because Musa alayhi salam is not there. But now Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam is not there, but his miracle book is there, Quran. So today also Quran can show miracles, although the Prophet is not there. Hazrat Maulana Sheikh Abul Hasan Ali Nadvi rahmatullah alayhi says, one of the greatest miracle which was given to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam was the Quran. So today also, 6 years old boy, they complete the Quran memorizing. 6 years old, one boy in Canada, he completed the Quran. 6 years old, Gujarati boy, 6 years old boy. So Maulana Abdullah Kapodri rahmatullah alayhi, may Allah bless him. He was invited for the completion of the Quran. A boy was just running around in the masjid. The function event was after Isha namaz. So he asked, who is this boy? Who is his father? As I mentioned in the morning, if you bring your children, keep them with you. Now when I say keep them with you, not in the middle of the row, take them on the side, you stand on the side, and keep your boy with you. Control him. Control him. This is not a nursery that your children come here, they play with mobile, And then when the Taraweeh is on, they knock the non-Muslim doors and they run away. This is what happened in the last few days. And the complaints have come in the office. And one person, he came with the video as well. So my young brothers who come to the masjid, you have to follow the etiquettes, the adab of the masjid. Otherwise, instead of getting sawab, you will end up getting sins. So anyhow, the boy was running, so he asked, who is this? This is the same boy who has completed Quran. So then Maulana inquired, how did he? He says, Mom, when she was making chapati, she was cooking food, she was reading the Quran, because she knew also some Jews of the Quran. And this is how the boy memorized the whole Quran in 6 years of age. Today it is happening. In this country as well, young boys, they are becoming Hafiz. So this is the miracle of the Quran. So that Asa, and that is all the fight about. They want to capture the Masjid-e-Aqsa. This is the third week. The Imam gave a fatwa 2 days ago that if the Israel authorities will not allow the Palestinians to read the Salatul Eid in the Masjid-e-Aqsa, then they will read on the street. But I don't know the current news. I haven't received anything yet, whether they did the Eid Salat in the Masjid or not. Anybody knows about it? They didn't do it? Yeah. So the aim is to break the Masjid. And this is an opportunity for them. As Iran is firing missiles, they can make an excuse. It's the missile of Iran which demolished Masjid-e-Aqsa. And then they want to replace Masjid-e-Aqsa with Solomon Temple, Haikal. They want to construct that. And the belief is that the Tabut, that Sakina, in which the Asa of Musa alayhi salatu wasalam is, it is under the basement where the Masjid-e-Aqsa is. So they want to get that Tabut, that Sakina, that box in which the stick of Musa alayhi salam is. And then they want to construct a Solomon Haikal. Allah knows best what will happen. We should pray for them. It is our first Qibla. May Allah protect it. So this was the Eid day of Musa alayhi salam. Maw'idukum yawmuz zina. Then the third community came. The community of Isa alayhi salatu wasalam. And the people demanded, if a dining table can descend from the heavens, then we will believe you that you are the Prophet of Allah. It's called Al-Hawariyuna. Ya Isa ibn Maryam, hal yastati'u rabbuka an yunazzila alayna ma'idatan minas sama. Qala taqullah in kuntum mu'minin. Qalu nuridu an na'kula minha wa tatma'inna qulubana. So this is the demand. There is no time. I can't go in detail. So when the dastarkhan came, the food which was in the dastarkhan was, anybody knows? On one side there was fish, on the other side there was some zaitun. And this is where the Christians, they innovated the fish and chips. Fish and chips is the best food in this country. Do you know that? It's the best food in this country. It is their best food. Why? They believe that this is the food which was descended on the dining table. And then in the end, the fourth Eid is of Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And why? What is the concept of Eid? La'allakum tashkurun. We celebrate Eid so that we show gratitude to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They will Allah, thank you for giving us the 30 days of Ramadan. We fasted, we did the Qiyam, we listened to the Quran, we read the Quran, we did Taraweeh, and we did duas and lot of zikr in the month of Ramadan. So we show gratitude to Allah. We thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The last verse says, La'allakum tashkurun. So that you be thankful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept our ibadat. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us more Ramadans in our life. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala relieve the suffering of our brothers and sisters in Palestine. May Allah free Masjid-e-Aqsa and may Allah protect the whole Ummah from the fitna of the kuffar. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma bihamdik, wa nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta.